This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Both houses of the federal parliament holding meetings to discuss the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill today. Radio Nepal begins broadcasting Khas language news. Nepal Television's Karnali Bureau office inaugurated in Birendranagar. Adverse weather conditions affects expeditions to major peaks, including Sagarmatha. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs executive order to bring down prescription drug prices. Now, the news in detail. Both the upper and lower houses of the federal parliament are holding meetings to discuss the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill today. The House of Representatives is beginning at 11 a.m. while the National Assembly at 11:15 a.m. General Secretary at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Padma Prasad Pandya, informed that both parliaments are scheduled to dwell on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, except tax, for the coming fiscal year 2025-26. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Bishnu Prasad Paudil, had presented the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill on Sunday. It may be noted that the policies and programs of the government have been endorsed by the parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the teachings of the Buddha are important for resolving the rising unrest and conflict throughout the world. Addressing the 2569th Buddha Jayanti and Lumbini Day 2082 men's ceremony at Buddha's birthplace Lumbini yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stated that the teachings and lessons of Buddha are significant for the world over time. He expressed the belief that the growing conflicts and the violence in the world can only be stopped by assimilating the message of peace obtained from the wisdom rather by the power of weapons. Recalling all those who contributed to the development of Lumbini on the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed his gratitude towards them. On the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Lumbini Development Trust Chair Badri Prasad Pandey said the government is committed to completing the Lumbini Master Plan and implementing plans for the greater development of Lumbini. In a different event, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that adopting Buddha's teaching in daily life would benefit humanity. At a public Buddhist gathering organized at Anandakuti Bihar in Swayambhunath yesterday, he mentioned that the teachings of Buddha are simple and clear, with stresses on establishment of peace in the world. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has said strengthening the province-level media houses and their broadcasting news in mother languages will help in translating the spirit of federalism into practice. Addressing the inauguration of a program organized by Nepal Television Karnali Province Bureau and the broadcasting of news in Khas Bhasha language by Radio Nepal, Karnali Province Broadcasting Station in Surkhet yesterday, Minister Gurung said through the public broadcasting service, Nepal Television and Radio Nepal are becoming more people-centric, and expressed the belief that the new news broadcast in the Khas language reflected the originality of Karnali. On the occasion, Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Yamlal Kadel, said the development and prosperity are not just the concerns of people's representatives and the employees, they are of collective concerns. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Chair, Dr. Mahendra Bishta, said there is a need for support from all levels of government to make the people-centric public broadcasting service reliable and strong, and the new initiative aims to protect and promote the Khas language. With this, the number of languages for the Radio Nepal News has reached 26. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil has said the government has been working to address the problems of the private sector. Receiving suggestions presented by Nepal Chamber of Commerce for the formulation of revenue policies and programs for the coming fiscal year, economic bill and budget yesterday, Finance Minister Paudil said that government has been making maximum efforts considering the importance of the private sector in the country's economy. The Finance Minister said the government is serious and aware of resolving problems seen in the country's economy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Dear डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chief Advisor of the interim government of Bangladesh, Professor Dr. Muhammad Yunus, has stressed the importance of harnessing Nepal's hydropower potential to meet the growing energy needs of Bangladesh and the whole sub-region and contribute towards achieving the goal of net zero emissions. During a meeting with Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Indira Rana Magar, in Dhaka yesterday, according to the Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka, Dr. Yunus called on concerted efforts to boost economic cooperation with a particular focus on trade, connectivity, healthcare and tourism. According to the embassy, the two leaders reflected on the similar development challenges facing Nepal and Bangladesh and discussed the associated opportunities and laid emphasis on working together in both traditional and emerging areas of mutual concern for the benefit of both countries and people. Deputy Speaker was accompanied by Nepal's ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanashyam Bhandari, and Deputy Chief of Mission, Lalita Silwal. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, is preparing to work on Monsoon Preparedness and Response National Plan of Action 2082 based on the weather forecast of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. Spokesperson of the NDRRMA, Ram Bahadur Kesi, said that the development of the National Plan of Action is expedited in view of the upcoming monsoon season. It may be noted that the Ministry of Home Affairs has directed the authority to prepare the National Plan of Action for preparedness and response considering the loss of lives and property caused due to the monsoon-induced disasters in the past. Adverse weather conditions have disrupted the scheduled expedition to major peaks including Sagarmatha and Kanchenjunga. According to the Department of Tourism, expeditions to Sagarmatha were postponed due to windy conditions in the region. As a result, the climbers' plan to reach the summit within a couple of days have been thwarted. According to the department's field office, only 4 members of the rope-fixing teams have successfully climbed Sagarmatha this spring season. 453 climbers, 84 women and 372 men from 45 teams are targeting the summit of Sagarmatha this season. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that he says will bring down the price of prescription drugs in the U.S. by as much as 90%. People in the U.S. have long been outlier when it comes to the prices they pay for numerous types of life-saving medication, often paying several times more than their peers in other rich countries for nearly identical drugs. That phenomenon is often attributed to the substantial economic and political influence that the pharmaceutical industry wields in the U.S. The high cost of medical drugs has been a source of popular discontent in the U.S. for years. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of westerly and local winds, along with some moisture-laden air coming from the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea, the weather today is expected to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 31 to 33 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this bulletin. But before we conclude, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Both houses of the federal parliament holding meetings to discuss the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill today. Radio Nepal begins broadcasting Khas language news. Nepal Television's Karnali Bureau office inaugurated in Birendranagar. Adverse weather conditions affect expeditions to major peaks, including Sagarmatha. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs executive order to bring down prescription drug prices. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.